Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. According to our holistic health and lifestyle expert today, virtually every health condition, from asthma to irritable bowel syndrome, is linked to inflammation. When inflammation gets out of control, the result is pain and discomfort. And it's a phenomenon that's on the rise. If you're one of the millions of people who have been affected by allergies, diabetes, skin disorders, heart disease, arthritis, or any condition ending in itis, then you know firsthand what havoc inflammation can cause. You can conquer these health conditions and the ABCs of inflammation is what our guest, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, will be talking about on today's program. She'll include a discussion of her two premier superfoods that she takes daily to reduce inflammation and promote violent health. Welcome back to the program. Our special guest, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you, Rick. And this is such an important topic. You know, when any client comes to see me for just about any health issue, the first thing I ask is, I want to know your inflammation level. We'll talk about how to figure that out later, because it affects everything in physical, mental, emotional, and even spiritual well-being. So it's a crucial topic for people to understand.
All of this information we'll be talking about today and much more on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. We'll give you that as we go through the conversation here. Dr. Susan, give us an overview of inflammation and tell us the difference between acute and chronic inflammation, terms that are thrown around out there, and many of us probably aren't quite sure what the actual definition is.
Yes, and that's a great place to start. So I'll ask everyone, are you experiencing any of these things, body aches and pains, constant fatigue, insomnia, depression, anxiety, moodiness, maybe gastrointestinal complications like constipation, diarrhea, acid reflux, frequent infections, weight gain, even cancer, you know, all itis. Itis means inflammation of any kind of arthritis. So one or more of these symptoms maybe have crept up on you as you get older. Maybe a loved one has brought to your attention, now, honey, I think you're gaining weight or you have some issues using the bathroom. Maybe you're at a loss to understand what's going on in your body. And maybe during a visit to a doctor, you're surprised to learn that you have a condition known as chronic inflammation. And maybe he or she, the doctor, even suggests that you need to check your C-reactive protein, CRP, and we'll talk about what that is in a moment.
Yes.
And also, if you've been active most of your life, you've undoubtedly experienced episodes of what's known as acute inflammation, typically due to maybe a sports injury. Like it's not rare for me every so often to sprain an ankle when I'm hiking because I twist my ankle. And when you have a condition like this, often from a sports injury, It's painful, and you notice symptoms like redness, swelling, or even a part of the body that to the touch seems a little bit warmer than usual. However, now that's acute inflammation. Chronic inflammation symptoms are usually more subtle, making them easy to overlook. And chronic inflammation, Rick, is typically a low-grade and systemic, constantly engaged, silently damaging tissues and preventing you from reaching your health goals and will absolutely increase your risk of disease. So acute is more short-term. Chronic can continue for weeks and months and years.
And now I know I've been confused and those get thrown around a lot, acute and chronic. And we have all the information, our guest on the program, if you're just joining us, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. The topic today, simple, effective ways to reduce inflammation in the body. Her website, SusanSmithJones.com. Follow her Twitter at Susan Smith-Jones. You mentioned before testing. How do we go about testing for inflammation?
Yes. You know, most people, and let me ask you, you probably know what your blood pressure numbers are, right?
Actually, I don't. I never pay attention to that, and I've never had a problem, so I have none, and the doctor keeps yelling at me.
Well, most people know, and others, Rick, and then you also probably know your cholesterol level, and so it's a whole different number to test inflammation that most people aren't even aware of, but let me preface that by saying that the key players that influence this process of inflammation are toxins, infections, injury, heredity, and our diet has a major influence on all of these factors. And from my enormous research over the decades, I believe that our diet is a major, if not the most important, external factor behind the inflammation epidemic. And there's a substance known as C-reactive protein, CRP, and that's measured with a simple blood test. And the units of CRP are measured in milligrams of CRP per liter of blood. And in healthy people, the standard CRP, Rick, levels must be below 3 milligrams per liter. And even though the reference limits might differ depending on what kind of test you get done for this. And CRP levels more than 3.0 milligram per liter show inflammation. When I have any client come to see me for any health issue, one of the first questions I ask is, what's your CRP level? And I'll talk in a little bit about how something as simple as walking barefoot in your yard and drinking the healthiest water can instantly change the CRP level. And besides the things I'll talk about that help to reduce inflammation in a moment, keep in mind that there's one thing over which you have a lot of control to lower your C-reactive protein levels, and that's losing weight. If you are overweight or if you are obese for so many reasons, from catching viruses, having them more dangerous, to increasing inflammation, to affecting every level of your health, putting you at greater risk to get cancer. You want to get your weight at the level where it should be, so keep that in mind. Lowering your weight even a little bit helps to lower C-reactive protein levels. That means lowering inflammation in your body.
Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., our guest on the program. The topic is simple, effective ways to reduce inflammation in the body. I'm trying real hard not to say inflation and using inflammation here. It's a struggle for me to do that. In fact, DraftKings has me over 3.5 times saying the wrong word, inflammation, and getting that confused with inflation. But we've got inflammation is the topic we're talking about. And as you're talking about this, this really, I mentioned in the beginning, but it's so true, impacts so many people in a negative way and really has, negative impact on the quality of life they have. It's a very important conversation. And so much of the information we're talking about, you'll find on Dr. Susan's website. Let's go down to some of the causes of inflammation. Where does this begin? How does this begin?
And Rick, I do the same thing with you as I interchange inflation with inflammation. Have I done it yet?
I didn't catch it.
Okay.
Although I just agree and go on. There we go. Okay.
All right. So what can cause more chronic inflammation? You know, many people may know this, but in case you don't, let's go through a few. If you have any untreated causes of acute inflammation, like if you have an infection or an injury, if you have an autoimmune disorder, which involves your immune system mistakenly attacking healthy tissue, this will cause greater inflammation. If you have long-term exposure to irritants such as industrial chemicals or polluted air, like some people in this country are experiencing right now, and like I said, if you are overweight or obese, that really increases the inflammation in your body. But keep in mind that these don't cause chronic inflammation in everyone. You know, everyone's a little bit different,
yes.
But for most people. And poor diet and lifestyle habits also contribute strongly to chronic inflammation. For example, let's get practical here. A diet with lots of processed, refined foods made up with white sugar, white flours, fried food, trans fats contributes immensely to inflammation, and so does a sedentary lifestyle. If you sit at your desk all day or sit and watch TV and you don't have a regular, effective exercise program, it will tremendously increase the inflammation in your body, and you're in charge of whether you exercise or not. And while localized acute inflammation can easily and quite rapidly be treated with, it's a little different with the symptoms of chronic inflammation, and those can range from mild to severe, and like I mentioned a few moments ago, can last for weeks, months, or years. And that means that a broader strategy needs to be adopted, but everyone should consume a more anti-inflammatory diet and lead and live an anti-inflammatory lifestyle.
And you'll be guided in doing that by going to Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. We'll talk about the free newsletter as we go through the program today. Four words keep popping into mind. Virtually every show we talk about, these four words, these four topics would make life a lot happier and healthier for all of us. Diet, exercise, sleep, and water. I mean, it comes back to the basics. And we're in control of most of that, aren't we? We can make the right decision.
Yes, we decide what we eat. No one shoves the food and beverages down our throat. We decide whether we get up to exercise or sit on the couch all day. And, you know, there's some things we don't have control over, but many things we do. And I would say step one in quelling chronic inflammation would be two superfoods I take every day. One is turmeric. And there have been hundreds of clinical studies that have found that turmeric is highly effective at reducing systemic, that means throughout your entire body, your entire system, systemic inflammation. Turmeric's main active anti-inflammatory component is a compound called curcumin, or some people say curcumin, curcumin is a potent anti-inflammatory and a powerful antioxidant. You and I have talked about this in detail in the past, but for 20 years now, I've taken lots of different forms of turmeric. Every morning, I make a ginger turmeric tea using the roots of turmeric and ginger, slicing them, put them into a teapot, my glass teapot of about a quart and a half of good alkaline water, bring it to a boil, simmer 5 to 10 minutes. It turns into a golden, beautiful color, and I drink that throughout the day. I have it in the morning. I might put a green tea bag into it, and then I might use it as the base for my smoothies. Maybe I put that as the base when I make brown rice, but I drink that throughout the day. I also have a liquid tincture of turmeric. I also take it in capsule form because it's that good for the body. It's one of nature's most powerful antioxidants and anti-inflammatory superfoods you can eat. So get turmeric into your body. Another super supplement I take, and a lot of people don't know about this, it's called Serrapeptase enzymes. It's S-E-R-R-A, P-E-P-T-A-S-E enzymes. And even before you know the results of your CRP test, you should get a bottle of this. Here's what it is. It's a natural enzyme which gets into our blood circulation, and when it's there, It supports the body by digesting the non-living tissue associated with inflammation. They're all different kinds you can get online. I've always gotten mine because I think it's the best quality through a place called myhdiet.com. I get no kickback. I don't want you to think I have any stock in the company. I just like that their price is lower. It's the highest quality. I also like all of the glowing reviews they have posted there, and it's not expensive. I take 1 to 2 capsules a day of that and lots of turmeric.
With us on the program, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. We're talking about simple, effective ways to reduce inflammation in the body. I want to talk about omega-3 fatty acids, the benefit of those, and we will do that after these messages. Stay tuned. We're coming right back. Welcome back. You're listening to This Week in America. You'll find us online, thisweekinamerica.us. Our guest, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, talking about simple, effective ways to reduce inflammation in the body. As we left, I talked about omega-3 fatty acids. Talk about the benefit and how we go about eating a diet that's rich in omega-3 fatty acids.
Yes, and that's not so hard to do. And as you now know, your diet and lifestyle are fundamental in supporting your body's efforts to reduce inflammation and to maintain optimal health. The standard American diet, SAD, standard American diet, is fraught in foods such as trans fats from partially hydrogenated oils, in sugars, in animal foods that all promote inflammation, scientifically proven. And the SAD, the standard American diet of today, has about 50 times as much omega-6 fats as the diet of our ancestors about a century ago.
Wow.
And is radically, yes, deficient in omega-3 fats. Now, omega-6 in excess promotes inflammation, while omega-3s are anti-inflammatory. So an antioxidant-rich diet with lots of plant-based foods and a high percentage of health-restoring, like raw foods, you know, such as lots of veggies and fresh fruits, should be your goal. You always want to emphasize vegetables. When people say, Susan, what kind of diet do you eat? I usually say it's a vegetable-centric diet. That's the main part of my diet. Then I add in other things. And omega-3 rich foods are foods like flax seeds. You know, they're more than this, but here's the few of the big,
right,
good ones. Chia seeds, walnuts, leafy greens. If you eat fish, salmon is a good source of omega-3 fatty acids, and these are anti-inflammatory and support optimal health right down to the cellular level.
All of this information we're talking about today and much, much more on Dr. Susan's website. Susan Smith-Jones is our guest on the program. Website, SusanSmithJones.com. Let's talk about cleaning up your diet. As I say, it all seems to come back to diet and the choices we make. And some people will say, okay, how do I get started? How can I clean up my diet so I feel better?
Yes, absolutely. Now, you might be going to a doctor right now for your annual checkups and for whatever issues you have. And this doctor, he or she, may not be into holistic health and may not suggest it, but I know that you know in your heart that to kick inflammation, to lose weight, to detoxify your system, a dietary change is absolutely necessary. So by incorporating more plant-based foods, whenever you can add in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, sprouts, you know, these good, healthy, God-given, natural foods in your diet, you will, without a doubt, improve your overall health. And good choices for in your diet to be anti-inflammatory, I want to be practical here, would be to include any of the following: dark leafy greens, including kale and spinach, fruits like blueberries, blackberries, and cherries, a lot of people get gout. Gout increases inflammation and therefore the pain in your body. Cherries are really good for that. They're an anti-inflammatory food, like blueberries, blackberries. So are dark red grapes. Whenever you can get them organically grown, you want to do that. Nutrient-dense vegetables like broccoli and cauliflower, those are your cruciferous vegetables, but they're also anti-inflammatory. Beans and lentils are great anti-inflammatory foods and rich in protein. One of the best beverages you can drink to be an anti-inflammatory would be, besides alkaline water I'll mention in a moment, would be green tea. Avocados are also rich in omega-3s, which reduce inflammation. I mentioned walnuts, but also pistachios, pine nuts, and almonds. A lot of people take pure, uncontaminated fish oil. That helps with inflammation. Of course, turmeric, I mentioned, and cinnamon. I sprinkle cinnamon into whatever I can. It also helps to balance out your blood sugar level. So if you're diabetic or pre-diabetic, bring that in. And something everyone will love to hear is dark chocolate is anti-inflammatory. Yay! And while you're cleaning up your diet, be sure to avoid as much as possible. We've mentioned some of these, but it bears repeating again. These foods will increase inflammation, and not only does it wreak havoc on every cell of your body and make you age quicker, you don't want that, but it just when you have inflammation, it sets your whole internal environment up for all kinds of diseases. So you want to avoid or cut out refined carbs, like things made with sugar, and white, like pastries and white bread and donuts. You want to say goodbye or eschew as much as possible fried foods such as French fries and onion rings, typically found at fast food outlets. Red meat is scientifically proven to increase inflammation. As well, processed meat like hot dogs and sausages. And then here's something that really increases inflammation. Don't overeat. You and I have done major shows on diet and overeating. So, and you are in charge of how much you eat.
With us.
And everything you eat.
Well, yes, it's all our choice, and we can make good ones, we can make bad ones. To help you make the good ones, I'll suggest you look up Dr. Susan Smith Jones on her website, SusanSmithJones.com. Follow her on Twitter at Susan Smith Jones. The topic today, simple, effective ways to reduce inflammation in the body. You can sign up for her free monthly newsletter and get information on all of her books by going to the website. And, of course, all that information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly to Dr. Susan's website. We talked about right there dietary life changes. How about actual lifestyle changes? How do we go about doing that? How do we get started once again?
Yes, absolutely. So Rick, making changes in your lifestyle in addition to what you eat should be the number one step in reducing inflammation. And these following approaches can really have an inflammation-fighting effect. One would be don't smoke. If you smoke at all, because that causes inflammation, stop. Find a way to stop. You also, maybe easier said than done, but you want to find ways to manage your stress, maybe with the help of body-mind practices like meditation or Tai Chi or stretching, whatever you can do. My latest two books, I talk about that a lot. You want to, this is one you won't want to hear, you want to limit your alcohol intake because too much alcohol, actually any alcohol, increases inflammation in the body. You want to absolutely exercise on a regular basis, several days a week. I do something every day to keep my body active. you also want to get extra sleep. It's interesting how if you have lots of inflammation and if you have a high CRP level, it interferes with good sound sleep. But when you get sound sleep, it helps to lower the cortisol level and the CRP. So you want to get good sleep.
That's so important. And again, one of those pillars that we talk about in so many of these programs in dealing with a healthier lifestyle. Our guest is Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, holistic health and lifestyle expert, international reputation for helping people to make better lives for themselves, the quality of life increased by following so much that Dr. Susan talks about on these programs and on her website. Let's now talk about body hydration. I mentioned before the role of water, and all water is not the same, is it? There is a difference in water.
Yeah, there is. And you and I have done multiple shows on things like metabolic acidosis and the importance of keeping your body hydrated. Just as a quick summary, the pH levels of the body's internal fluids affect every cell in the body. And if you have increases or decreases in the pH, and especially a decrease, meaning you have a more acidic body, it denatures enzymes, harms important metabolic processes, and can result in serious health consequences. So when your body becomes too acidic, which increases inflammation, it affects the tissues, the organs, even the nervous system, and signals from the brain throughout your body. Now, this isn't a show about your pH levels and metabolic acidosis, so I'm going to say, for lack of time, make sure you go to my website, my name, SusanSmithJones.com. In the search bar, put alkaline water. When you drink alkaline water throughout the day, like I've done for just over 25 years, because I have this wonderful device called an Ionizer Plus, every day I make my purified alkaline water that's just at the right pH. And keep in mind that fruits and vegetables give you a more alkaline blood flow in your body. That's what you want. Everything else, from meats to all the other foods that aren't fruits and vegetables, with a few exceptions, make your body too acidic. So when a client comes to see me and says, Susan, I need help. My doctor has just told me that my CRP level is too high, and I know I have chronic inflammation. What would you suggest? The number one thing is to drink alkaline water. You don't want to buy it at stores. First of all, you don't want the plastic bottles. It doesn't retain the pH level. It's too expensive to buy it that way. And it's very inexpensive. Once you get a device, it comes out to be about 14 cents for a gallon. And I use it with all my cooking. And we've done tests with people who drink the alkaline water after having a high CRP level, and it brings it right down. So that, and when you drink water, it's systemic. It goes throughout your whole body. That's one way. Another way is, and we've talked about this before, Rick, it's earthing. And earthing, and again, since we have lack of time, go to my website in the search bar, put earthing. You'll see a few articles, and you'll also see the first entry that comes up, you'll get a documentary that's an hour long by scientists and medical doctors to tell you all the benefits of earthing. Earthing means you can go outside, walk, put your bare feet on the natural ground. Maybe you've got grass in the backyard or your local park or maybe down by the beach or somewhere where you take your shoes and socks off and you put your beautiful feet on the natural ground. And what this does is it transfers the earth's electrons from the ground into your beautiful body. And why is that beneficial? Well, you'll see all of it in the documentary, but just to summarize, it will help give you better sleep, relief from depression, pretty much within minutes. a more positive mood, easier weight loss, more brain focus, reduced pains, you know, aches and pains throughout your body. And if you, let's just say you live somewhere where you don't have a front yard or backyard, you're not near a park, you absolutely want to get an earthing mat. My bare feet under my desk right now are on an earthing mat because it does the same thing as going outside and putting your feet on the earth's surface.
Yeah, okay.
I got one, and then when I tested a lot on the market to see what their level of transmission of electrons were. You can get a little meter. So I found a company called Vital Reaction in Boulder, Colorado, and I got one initially. And when I slept at night, Rick, probably too much info, but I put it under the covers on top of my fitted sheet. And then when I got up in the morning, it would either go under my desk for my bare feet or when in front of my TV chair or my meditation chair. And then I thought, well, it's not too expensive. I'll just get a few so I can keep them in place. And then it was so beneficial that I buy a dozen at a time, and they give me 20% off, and they'll give anybody I recommend it to 20% off if you use the code Susan20, and they give you free shipping, and it's only about $40. And if you get no results after 30 days, you can send it back and get a full refund. But anybody that comes to me with high inflammation, or maybe that wants to lose weight or lower your nighttime cortisol levels by up to 53%, putting your feet on a mat has been proven to do that. It also helps reset your body's internal clock using a mat or earthing. But I can't always get outside, and maybe you're aware it's snowy or rainy, or you just don't want to go outside and you don't have time, then it's so easy to have a mat right in your home. So I'll give you a telephone number if you want to get more info on it.
Okay, great.
But it's also on my website. Go to the search bar, put in earthing, and the first entry that comes up will show you what the little mat looks like. It's not that big, and how to use it, and you get to see that documentary that tells you how beneficial earthing is, whether it's in the form of a mat or going outside. So the contact number is 256-285-4352. 256-285-4352. And remember, if you use the code Susan20, you'll get a 20% discount and free shipping. That's what I pay for mine. And I often buy many at a time, and I give them as gifts, and everybody loves it, from, you know, toddlers to all the way up to the most senior people. Everyone gets benefit from it.
And with the video that you will find the documentary on Dr. Susan's website, you can get the full information on that. We've done a program on that. That's in our archive library, wherever you do a podcast, or go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can pull up that specific issue and that program, that episode, and get information there as well. Dr. Susan, what's bottom line? Sort of tie all your thoughts together here. Inflammation, some of the bullet points that we really need to remember to get inflammation and our life under control.
Yes. All right. So chronic inflammation increases your risk of several serious diseases, everything from cancer to arthritis, obesity, diabetes, all GI issues, aches and pains, insomnia. So you need to take, like you and I talk about all the time, Rick, a proactive approach to improve your health. And while maybe you enlist the help of knowledgeable healthcare practitioners, the bottom line is you are in charge of your own health. So I always like to tell people, since I like to live my God faith-centered life, take control of your health. God designed you to live in a state of excellent health and wholeness. And many people, countless people I know I've worked with over the decades, have regained and maintained their health through all these things we talk about today. Also, all of this info and so much more is in my two latest books and also my free monthly healthy living newsletters. Also, once or twice a week, I send out tweets with great health info. So that's another way to follow me at Susan Smith Jones.
And all of the books that Susan has written, now over 30, all international bestsellers, you'll find on her website. The two she talked about specifically, the newest, Wired for High-Level Wellness and Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. All this on the website, all the information on the free newsletter there as well. There's a wealth of information there, and you'll look forward to getting the newsletter. And what's it take? 8-9 seconds to sign up for the newsletter is really very fast to do that.
No, Rick, it's 12 seconds.
Okay, I'm sorry. I exaggerate a little bit. Allow yourself an extra 12 seconds, so it takes that much long time to fill out. Once you get the information, it comes to you, and you look forward to it every month. And on Twitter at Susan Smith Jones. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure to have you on the program. Great information today, and I guess maybe the best news is you just said at the end that this is reversible. We can really do some of the lifestyle changes you're talking about, and it can make an impact. Even if we're a little older and been doing the wrong things for so many years, there's still hope, isn't there?
Yes, absolutely. Inflammation sets our body up for all kinds of disease that we don't need to have, and we are in charge of our inflammation level with everything I talked about today. And my two latest books, it covers the whole body, mind, spirit program. I didn't want to give you everyone a 600-page book, so the Uplifted is more mental and emotional and spiritual health. The Wired for High-Level Wellness is more physical health with brain health and detoxification and rejuvenation and looking 10 years younger in 30 days with recipes. But together, it's the program I've taught worldwide for decades. I put it all in these two special books, and you've got all the information on my website. You can get them at Amazon, or you can get autographed copies from me in my website, SusanSmithJones.com. You just go to books. It will tell you how to do this.
And we have all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on to Dr. Susan's website, get all of this information. Time has gone by quickly. The topic today, simple, effective ways to reduce inflammation in the body. Our guest is Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, holistic health and lifestyle expert. She's back with us again next month, another topic. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. I look forward to our next visit.
Looking forward to that as well. All information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.